What's up, guys? Welcome to The Journey. I'm excited to get you started on episode 3 today. So what I want to do over the next few episodes is kind of create a mini series, pretty much my journey. So exactly what this title was and what it was inspired by this whole podcast was the journey on how I started the business up until today. And so I want to break it down into a few major parts that I think were the big pivotal areas during that journey. And kind of dive in deeper on those. So for today, I want to start with the idea on how this all started. How did I decide to open a business? Where did that idea come from? And then how did it morph into actually growing a business, opening the business, and getting to where we are today? So to give you the idea, this definitely wasn't an overnight thing. Okay, this slowly shifted for me, and it honestly, it all began on one pretty big moment I remember in my life. I was, I think, 18, 19, freshman, sophomore in college. I'd been really into fitness and, you know, played athletics all through middle school, high school, and just always kind of very active and into that lifestyle. And so I'd been working out in the YMCA with a bunch of my friends, and I was starting to notice that I was developing some more habits that others won't. So people were starting to approach me and ask me for tips on what to do to get in shape. And, you know, after a couple months of that, it kind of sparked the idea that maybe I should get my personal training cert and actually do this legitimately. So, you know, at the time I was very close with my dad when, you know, growing up, and I approached him. I was like, "Hey, Dad, you know, I kind of want to get my personal training cert, but it's $500. You know, I had been working and I had a job throughout college and everything like that, but that was still a big purchase, kind of just coming out of high school." And I asked him, and he said, "Of course, son. Like, we'll put it on the credit card, and we'll get you the certification." So that's really, really where this all began, because that started this snowball effect. So, you know, in a couple months, it was online through ISSA. I was taking the test. I was studying while I'm still doing college. And I started to implement these things with my friends. And I finally got the certification. And at that point, you know, I was doing the typical, like, just train your buddies for some bro deals and just learning the craft. Everything I would learn from the cert, I would go and implement. And that's what continued to kind of snowball. And after a while, I was like, you know, I could probably get a job doing this. And so I approached the SRC, the Student Rec Center at ODU, and they offered me a position. So I was just starting out. That's coincidentally where I met Ian. And, you know, we're still together today. He's still at the gym, and that's where our relationship started when I first met him. He was the facilities manager at ODU, and he was actually in charge of training me on how to do things at the gym. So it's just funny how things kind of work out in the long term. And so once I got there, you know, they started giving me clients, and I just kind of continued that momentum that I had built up. When I first started, people started to ask me for questions, and then I got the personal training cert. Once I became a formal personal trainer, everyone, it really started to pick up as far as I kind of became, that kind of became my identity, to be honest. People would come to me and I would identify myself as being the person who knew about fitness. And a couple years passed and I started to move up the ranks all the way up to the point where I think I was a junior. I'd pretty much capped out on what a personal trainer can make at the SRC as a student. And so I started to negotiate these deals to where I would work as a staff member, to where they can write me off as a staff member at ODU, to where I can try to increase my pay a little higher. And that would lead to other things. That's when I found CrossFit, and that's really where it took off, because I found CrossFit, and at the time, just understanding where I was kind of maxed out at the growth that I was able to do. And so I was able to convince them through a negotiation. I said, "Hey, you know, Tamara," my manager at the time, I was like, "Hey, Tamara, like, if I get this program started and I prove that it works, you know, I get 20, 30 members to join and pay a minimal fee to at least validate its credibility, would you pay for my certification?" And so she said yes, and she agreed. So I did it that whole summer, my junior year, I believe. I spent that whole summer building up the CrossFit program. And that formally became CrossFit ODU, which was one of the first CrossFits at a university. And after a year of running that and showing that it was very viable, they actually allotted a big section of the gym, probably about 400 or 500 square feet, corner of the student rec center at the university, to build out and create a CrossFit section. They gave me $10,000 to buy equipment and get the program started. And so that's really where CrossFit ODU was built. And I was able to run that for 2.5 years. But in that time, I had not stopped learning. So I got my personal training cert. And while I'm coaching, I was like, well, you know, I want to learn how to do nutrition for myself so I can become a better athlete at the time. And so I went and got my nutrition cert. And in turn, that actually made me a better trainer. And so I was starting to notice I'm getting these certifications. I got my CrossFit level one. And I'm starting to accumulate these things and notice as I look around, there's a lot of stagnation as far as what the other people were doing. And I noticed in a very short amount of time, I was able to kind of go from entry level to the top level in under 2 years. And that's really where I noticed, or the idea kind of got planted. I'm like, you know, why can't I just go open a gym? You know, what do they know that I don't know? And what do they know that I can't learn? And so it really became this huge momentum snowball to continue to learn. So by the end of my senior year, so my fourth year, I had already had the personal training. I had a nutrition certification. I was working on a second nutrition certification. I had my level one. ODU had paid for my level two. And I was working on my CSCS. I was taking an internship with all of the student teams at ODU, so all the athletic teams, baseball, football, soccer, wrestling, and I was actually promoted to become the actual strength and conditioning coach for the cheer and dance team. Legitimately, for a year and a half, almost 2 years, I was the actual on-staff strength and conditioning coach for that team, for those teams. And that was where we really were able to kind of work that line to where I continued to increase my pay. So, you know, the motivation was good there. But that's really how this all started. It was this constant buildup of looking around, seeing where I'm at, learning something new, looking around, seeing where I'm at. And it finally became solidified that it's just like, you know, I am capable of doing this, and I was not afraid of taking that jump. So at that point, that's really where I started to dive in to figure out how to play that game and how that would all go. And so that's how the idea came up to be. So I didn't wake up one day and was just like, you know, I'm going to go open a gym. It was really a lot of transformation over time and earned confidence as I went through the motions. I continued to learn these things, and eventually I had enough earned confidence to where I believed strong enough without, you know, any false hope that I could handle that. And so, you know, if this is something that you're interested in doing, taking a leap on something, go earn your confidence, go through the motions, learn the things that you need to learn, and jump through the hoops that you need to jump through, because eventually you will have enough earned confidence to where you will believe in yourself strong enough to where nothing can break you from that. It won't be any kind of, you know, spur of the moment after your morning coffee, like, let's go fucking do this. It needs to be a long-term play, and you need to constantly evolve, and that constant evolution will bring internal confidence to where you will be able to, you know, choose a goal and stick with it long term. So in the next episode, I'm going to explain how that looked. What was that process as far as once that became an idea, how I went about developing the business plan and getting to the point where I opened. Okay. So as always, y'all, please, if I hope this brought value to you, and if you enjoyed it, please share, please subscribe, send it to whoever, and keep an eye out for that next, because I will be walking through the entire journey on getting started on how to run a business. All right, later.